Cordero live here in the studio. WFMU, see them live at the Mercury Lounge. Wednesday, April 22nd. The weather is lovely. Well, it's a little chilly. It's a little windy over here today, over by the river. But the new CD is De Donde Eres. That was nice...
It means where are you from?
Yes. Was there a... well, is that about you?
Well, yeah.
Your folks were from Puerto Rico, right?
Is yeah.
That, and so identity has often been kind of an issue in your songs?
Maybe not in the songs, but in how people react to me as a person.
Oh, okay.
You know, in my life, for sure. What are you being the prominent question.
We would play shows and people would pull one of the guys aside and say, "What is she?" And so it sort of became this thing where we couldn't go anywhere
Got ridiculous after a while, so I decided to name the album that. So, partly because I don't have an answer. I want to say that I'm from New York, but when I meet a real New Yorker, I realize that I'm not really from here either. So I feel like I'm not really from anywhere, makes me fit in really well in New York City.
It does, actually. Is this a good place to not be from anywhere, or to not have to be from anywhere? But you know what? As someone who was born in Queens, you can be a New Yorker.
Oh, yeah? Oh, that's great. Well, I'm raising my son here, and I'm really happy for him that he can say he was born and raised, you know, New York City.
Well, see, but then there's an issue of which borough you're from, because I'm from Queens, and, you know, the Manhattan... Well, the Brooklyn kids were tougher, and the Manhattan kids were...
Well, he's a Brooklyn kid for sure.
But we live on City Line, so...
But he
goes
crosses
to
the
school
street
in Queens and then he's doing the high fives with the street ball kids in Brooklyn, like 30 feet away, so he's from both.
He's from both.
Wow, Queens. So he's he's inter-borough.
Yeah.
Identity, again, well, he may have to do his own De Donde Eres.
Well, he can pick
someday
for himself, I
okay
don't know.
All right, so what do you got next?
Should we play La Sombra? Okay.
Tell us about this one.
La Sombra is about... It's this last album was a lot about being in darkness and coming out of it, having a hard time and figuring out how to be happy again.
Was that particular things were kind of going on that led you that direction?
Yeah. You know, family traumas and intense life stuff where you're like, oh, God, this is like another thing. Are you kidding? But not luckily all that's better. And I use the music to feel better. So it's my medicine. There's actually a song called Música de la Medicina that's on the record that's about that too.
Oh, okay.
This song is about how my brother, when we were little, would teach me in Puerto Rico to, when the waves got too strong, to dive down even deeper in so that the wave wouldn't carry you, so that you could get under it and until it passed, and then we would come back up. So that's what I had to do emotionally for a while. And this is about that.